Now, there was an individual, Happy Harry, and a coal loading story.
Oh, yes, he was a character. I think he came from Queanbeyan, because if I visited Queanbeyan, I'd always find him in the pub in there, probably at Richardson's Royal Hotel. And but he had a very infectious laugh, which carried for enormous distances. So if there was an enormous crowd gathered together, sort of, you know, like you do have in hotel bars with the great roar coming out of it, there'd be no mistaking if Happy Harry was in the congregation.
So he was an employee at the powerhouse?
Yes, he was employed, and we referred to him as the only coal miner at the powerhouse, and he used to I know that he used to shovel onto the conveyor belt and load coal onto the truck, but he probably had other jobs inside the powerhouse, which for a labourer would be fairly dirty and dusty, you know, such as dealing with the cinders and loading the or extracting the ashes down the coal chute, and always blocking up. You'd always have blockages in a bucket belt or conveyor system, and have to sort of get in there with a long rod and or a hammer and clean them out and bash them out.
You mentioned there about him loading by shovel a conveyor belt. So this was the conveyor belt to move coal from the stockpile along to the bunker that the rail trucks would normally empty into.
No, it was a sort of a portable thing on rubber tyres that they could move around the coal pile, and it just raised it up to the height of the truck and delivered it into the truck. Not confusing that with the sort of bucket belt system that they had internally in the powerhouse.
And so that truck would then bring a truckload along to the bunker and tip it into that?
Yeah, back up to the bunker, yeah. And then tip it in.
Okay. I think you... and now, Harry, was he a migrant or Australian born?
Oh, no, genuine Australian, you know. I'd say he's... And what his name though? Just you knew him as Happy Harry, but yes, not a migrant.
Mm. I think during your apprenticeship, or maybe later with CES, you did do some work on the coal bunkers. Is that correct? Did you do work there?
No, but I remember going on the whole refurbishment of the bucket belt system that was handled by the fitter shop and the welding shop, and there was. A lot of work done there. It was all internal work. It was all sort of, you'd never know what was going on, because they'd be hidden away in the, all the nooks and crannies where the bucket belt system went.
So this was the bucket belt system to convey coal up into the hoppers above the boilers.
Yeah, above the boilers. And also it also delivered the ashes into the ash bins, which were above the railway line, or bins above the railway line, so that they could just open a chute there and then put the ashes into the trucks and cart them away from there, in the railway trucks.
So it was all the one conveyor belt, basically?
All one conveyor belt, yeah.